A good guy with a gun. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Law enforcement officials are praising the actions of a 22-year-old man who shot and killed a gunman who was firing inside an Indiana mall with a Glock he was legally allowed to carry.
Greenwood Mayor Mark Myers said it was Elisha Dickin at the mall with his girlfriend who reacted.
Within seconds, stopping the shooter and saving countless lives.
Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen said of Dickin, to his knowledge,
he has no police training and no military background,
but said Dickin was proficient in his approach and guided people out of danger.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The white gunman charged with killing 10 black people in a Buffalo, New York supermarket in May pleaded not guilty today to federal hate crime charges that are punishable by the death penalty. The 27-count indictment returned last week accused Peyton Gendron of engaging in substantial planning to commit an act of terrorism. An investigation cites numerous failures by local, state, and federal first responders to the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
The nearly 80-page report by the Texas House of Representatives says hundreds of officers went to Robb Elementary School on May 24th, but did not go into the classroom and take down the shooter for 72 minutes. Texas State Representative Dustin Burroughs led the investigation.
If we need a simple phrase to describe what the report says, again, I would tell you, multiple systemic failures.
The report says it's, quote, almost certain that the shooter fired at least 100 shots before any officer entered the classroom.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Britain's first ever extreme heat warning is in effect for large parts of England. The high heat is disrupting travel, healthcare, and schools. Two airports were forced to close when their runways buckled from the record heat. Most UK homes, schools, and small businesses don't have air conditioning. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise with the emergence of a new Omicron subvariant.
Nearly 85% of the U.S. population is in an area with medium or high COVID activity, with most infections from BA5, the most immune-evasive subvariant so far. It can infect you even if you've been vaccinated or had a previous infection. But White House COVID-19 response coordinator Ashish Jha says if you're over 50 and have not received a COVID shot sometime in 2022, you should go out and get one. It will offer protection against severe disease now and will not preclude you from getting an Omicron-specific booster, which is expected to become available in the fall. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Opening statements got underway today in the killing of a college student more than a quarter century after she disappeared.
Kristen Smart was a 19-year-old college freshman last seen in May of 1996 at California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo, with prosecutors decades later now set for opening statements in Monterey County Superior Court, trying to prove that 45-year-old Paul Flores, also a freshman at the school that year, killed Smart during an attempted rape in his dorm room. Flores' 81-year-old father, Ruben, also charged as an accessory for allegedly helping his son. Both men have pled not guilty in a case that was revived last year, though Smart's body has never been found. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Major League Baseball is considering a pitch clock for next year, along with shift limits, larger bases, and restrictions on pickoff attempts. A clock experiment in the minor leagues cut the average game time this year to 2 hours, 37 minutes from 3 hours, 4 minutes. An 11-person competition committee with 6 management representatives, 4 players, and 1 umpire will make the decisions. Limited use of robot plate umpires is possible as early as 2024. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.